Father, we just thank you for this time right now in your presence. We are choosing to listen, to hearken to your voice. And we know that we hear your still small voice on the inside. Because you promise in your word that your sheep hear your voice. And we are your sheep. So we just choose to rest right now and receive from you. Lord, thank you for caring about every detail of our lives. Right now we're seeking your perfect will. Father, not our wills, but your will be done. And so we're just a bit curious what your will looks like for our lives. So will you reveal that to us right now as we listen and watch? I'm here to help you. I am with you. I am for you. I am on your side. Do you believe that's true for you? I care about the things that you're going through right now. I know things that nobody else knows about, not even you. Because I know your past and your present and your future. And your future is already sealed. It's already taken care of. And I'm going to start helping you to see things from an already done perspective from now on. I want you to see it from an "it is finished" perspective. Do you want to see that right now? Then ask me, and I'll show it to you. I know you're curious about the things that have been going on in your life right now. And I want you to change or shift your focus to what I'm showing you about your future with me. Continue to stand on the promises that I've given to you in your heart. Let me express my love to you right now. Will you do that? Will you let me do that for you right now? Thank you. Remember, my word says that my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Is that good enough for you? Is that more than enough? Do I not fill your cup to overflowing? Have I not given you life and life more abundantly? Yes, I have. So now will you just simply believe and receive? I know you want my perfect will done in your life. You know it's not working out, your will being done and my will being done. You simply need to get to the point and make the decision right now, in this moment, that will only be my will. I'm not asking you to do it just for you, but you will do it for me. Will you do it for others? Because I've sent you to love me and to love one another. Isn't that true? Isn't that what my perfect will is all about? Love? If you're not sure how to love yourself the way I love you, why not ask me right now and I'll show you how simple it is. Remember, my love is for you. It's not against you. And my love is not only flowing to you, but through you to reach those in the world. Do you really want my best for you? Then just rest in my presence. Rest in my love. For I am more than enough for you. Father, we just thank you for helping us to surrender our will for yours. Thank you for revealing to us your perfect love that casts out fear. Show us how to trust you completely with all our heart, that there's no doubt, no wavering, no fear anymore. But we just simply believe you. And we believe not only this can happen, but it is happening for us. And yes, we will do it for you and for others. We will trust that you're more than enough, that you have given us life and life more abundantly. And so we are living this life of an abundance of your love flowing to and through us to reach others for you. So Lord, right now we just choose to listen and ask you questions as far as what you want us to do from this moment on. What does it look like to live a life where it is only your will being done from this moment on?